What's happening, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and as you notice, I'm talking to not you. I'm not talking to you today. Notice I'm not making eye contact. There'll be no eye contact today because I'm not talking to you. As earlier I said, I wasn't feeling it, you know, talking to you. I'm not feeling us today. You know, this is not a statement on our overall relationship or how long our relationship is going to last or what our relationship is. I feel our relationship is stronger than any little speed bump that we might be going through, that I might personally be going through right now. This has nothing to do with you. You've been fine. You've been perfect. You've done everything. All of you have done everything just the way you should. I am so grateful to know that I can even come here and tell you that I'm not talking to you, let alone talk to you just about every day that I'm walking and I'm out there and going through life, because it's tough out here. It really is tough. Life is really tough, and we all need the support, any kind of support we can get in any way that we can. You know, we need to love each other and be together and sit around campfires barefooted with bunnies running around our toes and rainbows shooting out our ass, singing kumbaya songs and making s'mores, because gluten-free s'mores, of course. It's really about togetherness and intersectionality and diversity and inclusivity and all of us just being one together. So once we establish that, these little dings that we go through every now and then, we need to step away. We need time to ourselves. We need time to ourselves. We need time to just, you know, be able to step back and not be all on top of each other all the time. We need time to breathe. We need time to breathe, and this is the time that I'm taking to breathe. Will you allow me to breathe? That's all I'm asking. Just allow me to breathe. Please allow me to breathe. That's all I've ever wanted, was to be able to breathe. And probably for the most part, I probably achieved that. For the most part, I probably achieved that. I probably achieved it. I probably, you know, yeah, I probably achieved and gained and accomplished. But that's not the point. That's not the point. That is not the point. You know what the point is? The point, you know what the point, you want me to tell you what the point is? There is no point. Okay? The point is, there is no point. And that's the point. The point is, there is no point, and that is the point. There is no point to all this. There really isn't. People could tell you that they think they know the point, or they could say it's this or this doctrine or that philosophy or this religion or this belief, but there really is no point to all of this. You determine your own point. And guess what I'm doing right now? Guess what I'm doing right now? I'm determining my point at this given time, in this moment. I'm defining the point and meaning for Jeffrey. In this instance, at this moment in time, it's dynamic and it can change. It is unique. It is subjective. It is individualistically relative to me and mine. Completely unique and endearing and adhering to me. Unashamedly, unabashedly, Jeffrey. Each of you should have that too, except for the ones who are out there caring for all of us and taking care of us, because we do need people like that. We do need nurses and all that stuff to take care of us. And I'm grateful for you people who have compassion and the willingness to help. But I'm also glad that I'm not one of you people. So there. Still not talking to y'all. Still not.